Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
I think I know where you're going, and it's pretty innovative.
Contreras, a fly ball deep center field. Back goes DeLuca at the track, at the wall, and it's gone for Wild Bill.
You want to talk about athleticism? It's on display in the booth right now.
In Boston, and he's with us this afternoon. Hello, Lane.
Hello. Welcome to Fenway Park. How are we doing today?
Oh, man. Wow. One of the historic venues in baseball for sure. But I want to start in Kansas City. The team goes on the road for the first time, and right away, Lane, you get double duty, literally both games of the doubleheader. That's a lot of day. That's a long day.
Look, it's too bad because Jeff's sick, and we're all thinking of Jeff and trying to get him back to a better place, obviously, from a health standpoint. He's going to be okay, but just taking a little bit of time to recover because he got a bug that kind of got him pretty good.
Yeah.
But that aside, I'll tell you what, that was really kind of a fun thing to do, to be honest with you. As challenging as it can be, because it's a lot of talking, I was really tired of my voice by the end of that day. It was fun. You know, I grew up a Royals fan, so doing games at Kauffman Stadium are always really fun for me. So then to sit in the booth with just me and my good friend Kent and call 18 innings was kind of a thrill. I mean, if you would have told 10-year-old me that I was going to get a chance to do that, I would have been like, let's go. Where do I sign up? So you just keep it in that perspective, and you just have fun with it. And so it was really a challenge, but it was one that I accepted and made the most out of it.
That's a lot of mental energy. Were you loopy at the end?
A little, probably. Yeah. Not on the air, but, you know, like on the bus ride home, I was kind of like, all right, I can decompress a little bit. And then had to do it again yesterday. And unfortunately, Jeff's not going to be with us tonight either in Boston. So I'll have 9 at Fenway now by myself tonight. And that's pretty cool to 10-year-old Lane.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're thinking of Jeff. We want Jeff back. We're a better team when Jeff's a part of this thing. Everybody understands that. There's no question about that. But, you know, just making the most out of it and having fun. You call it Major League Baseball. This is pretty cool and pretty special.
We need that little turtle, that little tortoise to visit him, Bobby Jr.
Bobby Jr., this is a true story now. I'm in the clubhouse yesterday, and he's just like walking around everywhere, just mobile, just like he's he's the 27th man on the Brewers roster. It was pretty incredible.
So it's pocket pancakes one year, it's a pocket turtle the next year. Is that part of the magic of Murph? He seems to keep everybody loose and everything just in a really good perspective.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a byproduct of the magic of Murph, if you know what I mean. Like, that's not necessarily some material thing that he plans out. He is a fun-loving manager. He likes to have fun with his guys. He likes to mess with people, but in a very caring and genuine way. And if you get it, you get it. And ball players get it. And I think most of the people that have been around the team on a consistent basis over the last couple of years really get it. This is a guy that cares about the people inside those walls. And he likes to have fun and make it light because he understands this is a grind. It's a long season. And so you got to be able to laugh and laugh at yourself sometimes. That's what gets you through it. And so these little things are fun. They're lighthearted, and they keep guys loose. There's no question about it.
Man, I'm so jealous, Lane. That is one of the special places to watch baseball in America. Can you see the red seat, the famous red seat in the outfield from where you are?
I am looking right now, and I think somebody might actually be sitting in it. I went out to it 2 years ago when we were here and, you know, just checked it out.
Tell people about the red seat.
Special.
What is the red seat at
Ted
Fenway?
Williams, man. Blast out to right. Pretty incredible. I think, I don't know the distance on it, 500 and some feet.
Yeah.
But it's a long ways from there. Now I see it out there.
I went out and
sat there and just looked back to home plate, and you're just like, whoa. That is a long ways away. So
Lane Grindle,
impressive blast.
You can check out Lane tonight and the next night, and we're blessed. He's the best in the business. Lane, we appreciate you always making time for us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you, guys.
Talk to you next week.